their defense is good against the run. Is that like you trying a little bit harder to show that you can really do this?
Yeah, we're just going to execute whatever Coach Davis and Coach Ferentz have in mind, whether it's running the ball, passing the ball, whatever Coach Davis, whatever play he calls, we're going to do our best as the O-linemen to execute that plan, and if it is a run, we're going to give it our all.
What differences do you see in their defensive line from a year ago?
They're improved. A lot of them are back, and obviously with 1 year more experience, they've improved. Typically someone, if they're back, starting another year, they've improved a lot since then. So we're looking forward to it. They're going to come out swinging, and rightfully so. They're a good ball team.
When you think back to last year's game, what worked so well for you guys up front, considering Mark was able to have a big game, and that seemed to be the one game where everything really clicked for you offensively?
Yeah, we had a lot of good play up front. But with that being said, that's probably motivating their defensive line and defense as a whole. That wasn't who they are, and we know we're going to get the new Minnesota, which is a great team, so we're looking forward to Saturday.
What's your defensive line? What jumps off the tape right away?
What jumps off right away, they're big inside, and then they're very quick on the outside at the ends, and then also their linebacker core is great.
They have two guys who are leading the Big Ten right now in tackles for loss, and Hageman and Cochran. Have you watched any tape yet of them, and what do you see of those guys? If you have?
Yeah, they're high-effort guys. We watched tape yesterday just as a group, and they're high-effort guys. They'll finish plays, and to their credit, they don't stop until the whistle's done, and they're great ball players.
What about Hageman in particular? I mean, he's 6'6", 300 pounds, and you know, chiseled, and you know, really explosive. What do you know? I mean, you may not get a chance to guard hit him very often, but being in the interior, but what is some of his assets?
You hit on one. He's a big body, and then also he plays every play. He comes out there, and he's going to give it his all. So you got to be ready to do that. That's the guard position, center position, and he does sometimes line up over us tackle. So we have to be ready for his best shot. He's a great player, and that's a credit to him.
Does this have any added value to where you live? You know, don't be right on the border between the two states.
Yeah, we're close to Minnesota. With that being said, it's another ball game. So you got to expect the best out of Minnesota and any team we're playing. So we're looking forward to starting the Big Ten competition this week.
What goes through your mind this week when you walk around there and you actually see that trophy on display, as opposed to when you've gone into rivalry games recently? It's been an empty case that you guys are gunning for.
Yeah, it's a trophy game, as you alluded to. Obviously, our goal is always to get as many trophies as we can. And I know Minnesota's gunning to get it back up there for them. So it's going to be a hard-fought battle to claim the trophy this week.